Delaware will be only the fifth state to ban the use of e-cigarettes in most indoor spaces when the bill signed by Governor Jack Markell Tuesday takes effect in 90 days. The measure adds the devices to the state's 13-year-old Clean Indoor Air Act, which banned smoking in bars, restaurants, and other enclosed public spaces while exempting private clubs and veterans halls. The bill's chief sponsor, Democratic State Rep. Deborah Heffernan, says being among the first to address e-cigs is important.
A lot of people were using e-cigarettes and electronic smoking devices to get around the Clean Indoor Air Act, using them in offices, businesses, restaurants. And, you know, not only do our sensitive populations like children and older people deserve clean air, but anybody working in those environments deserve to breathe clean air.
Republican State Representative Deborah Hudson agrees. She co-sponsored this bill after helping lead the charge for passage of the original Clean Indoor Air Act 13 years ago. She worried that e-cigs could erode the indoor smoking ban's impact.
Very important to follow this up right away before people got used to smoking in restaurants. The e-cigarettes are not offensive to those that use them, but they are to the others. And even though the health issues are unclear, and that's part of the reason we had to fight for this, the uncertainty is still a health issue, so we had to fight to get it done.
This was the second effort to get an e-cigs ban passed in Delaware. A similar effort a year ago stalled in the state Senate. Senate President Pro Tem Patty Blevins was the bill's sponsor in that chamber this year.
Unfortunately, the science wasn't really in yet. The FDA seems to be dragging their feet. We would have liked to have had more information from them, but our Director of Public Health was really, really good at dissecting some of that information and sharing it with us.
Supporters and Governor Markell also cited the growing use of e-cigs by teens as an issue. The National Youth Tobacco Survey says e-cig use among high schoolers has jumped from 1.5% in 2011 to 13.4% in 2014. A year ago, the state passed a law barring the sale of e-cigs to minors. Heffernan hopes the ban on e-cig use indoors will help reinforce efforts to keep teens from picking up the devices.
That is extremely significant. I have three kids, two are teenagers, so to me this is helpful to show that it's not a normal thing to do indoors and that teens cannot go into vape shops and buy e-cigarettes.
The new law does include an exemption for adults to smoke e-cigs in freestanding vape shops where customers can sample different products if those shops meet certain requirements. Blevins says that was the only exemption she was willing to entertain to this new law. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.